if I said, I can't do this. If we're not careful, that will be victimization. It would be disempowering. But if I said I choose not to, disempowering. You see, I'm consciously making this decision. I choose not to. It's not that I can't go. I choose not to go. It's not that I can't figure it out. I'm choosing not to invest my time in that. It's not that I can't figure out that relationship. I'm just choosing not to put my energy there. You see the difference?
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Welcome, Self-Talk Experience family. This is Darnell Self, and you're watching another episode of the Self-Talk Experience. As you can see, my wife is not here with me today, my co-host. So today I'm solo to talk to you about, is self-talk working? Is your self-talk working? How do you know if your self-talk is working? Now, if you're new to watching and listening to the Self-Talk Experience podcast, we welcome you. We know thousands of conversations we have with ourselves every single day. So, because we have so many conversations with ourselves, we realize the things we say to ourselves about ourselves can and will determine what we actually attract for ourselves. So I'm excited that today I get an opportunity to share with you all how you know, taking an assessment, accountability on whether your self-talk is working for you or not. You guys ready? So think about this. When you are squeezed, what comes out? Like in a time where there's pressure, it's easy to say nice things to yourself when good things are happening. Man, I'm so excited. I'm winning. I got the promotion. I lost the weight. It's easy to say. So you can't really judge on whether there's growth happening with your self-talk during the best times. But it's when you have some pressure. It's when things did not go according to plan. What do you say to yourself? If, for an example, you didn't reach a goal, do you say, I can't believe I missed this goal again. What a loser. Or do you say, I'm proud of myself for the progression that I've had. I'm proud of myself for going for it. I'm proud of myself for who I became on the way towards that goal. These are all things that are positive that we can say to ourselves even when we're not reaching a particular goal, even when it's taking longer to hit a goal. This is how you know, my friends, on whether or not self-talk is working. So we recently moved to Houston, Texas, where we have an additional residence here in Houston. So, hey, shout out to my fellow Houstonians. But this won't sound too positive in regards to Houston, but it happens everywhere. It's not just Houston. So I cut in front of a guy, completely unintentional. Like, I didn't even see him in my blind spot. So I didn't hit him. I just made it really tough for him to go fast because I jumped in front of him. But I didn't see him until I jumped in front of him. He blew his horn. I was like, oh, shoot. So I kind of put my hand up as I always do, like, hey, sorry, didn't mean to. And he zipped around me, came in front of me, and slammed on his brakes as if he wanted me to hit him. Now, I'm a good driver, right? Good self-talk. I'm a good driver. I think I'm a good driver. I think my wife, if she was sitting next to me, she'd say I was a great driver. And so we hit the brakes. So I touched my brakes. So I just, you know, he kept slowing down, I'm not going to get in an altercation with someone because of an incident on the road. But the old me would have. The old me would have been upset. The old me would have had some horrible self-talk to me and to them, right? Like, what in the world? What's wrong with this fool? But instead, you know what I said? Man, he must be having a rough day. For that one thing to take him over the edge, for that one thing to cause him to jump in front of me and purposefully tap his brakes. I can't imagine what his day is like, perhaps his life is like. And I really feel sorry, and deserves grace. He deserves prayer, because something's either not going well for him, or the way he thinks of himself is probably not as healthy as the way I think of myself. I want to go home safely. I believe my family deserves to have me here. I feel like I have a lot more lives to touch and a lot more people to help and a lot more life to prepare legacy. And because of that, I can't let some silly road rage get the best of me. But the old me, before I started personal development, before I started listening to podcasts where I could grow and I can become a better version of me, the same things now happen to me, but the way I respond to them is differently. This is how you test to see if your self-talk is working. You test to see if the things that you say to yourself about yourself is working. Do you guys know that it's hard to see in others what you refuse to see in yourself? It's hard to see in others what you refuse to see in yourself. And so if I don't see in myself forgiveness, it's hard for me to forgive others. If I don't see in myself grace, if I don't talk if I don't have this type of self-talk with myself, it's hard for me to say it outwardly to someone else. If I don't forgive me, it's hard for me to forgive other people. If I don't give myself grace, it's hard for me to give other people grace. If I judge me, it's easy for me to judge others. This is why, my friends, saying healthy things to ourselves, the stories we tell ourselves about ourselves, is key, because then we start to...
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Look at others, and we start to look at others, understanding that the things that they say and do is a reflection of their own reality, and perhaps their reality is where ours used to be. So get better. What I would be careful of, though, is trusting that someone's potential is a good gauge of them progressing in their self-talk. You see, self-talk, my friends, is an action. You can't think, you know what, I think I just want to have better self-talk. You actually have to catch yourself. And you'll say things that will cause you to say, oh my gosh, that was bad self-talk. This is why in one of the episodes we talked about having great accountability. Look, check this out. If I said, I can't do this. If we're not careful, that will be victimization. It would be disempowering. But if I said I choose not to, disempowering. You see, I'm consciously making this decision. I choose not to. It's not that I can't go. I choose not to go. It's not that I can't figure it out. I'm choosing not to invest my time in that. It's not that I can't figure out that relationship. I'm just choosing not to put my energy there. You see the difference? Otherwise, I can't, and you'll find yourself shifting the things you say, and it's going to be so good, right? Because now you start to realize, you know what? I'm in control. And when I'm in control, I have an opportunity to redirect and guide. I get to decide, you see? And when you do that, you'll see that you'll start to attract different things because of the things that we now say to ourselves. I just believe I attract everything. And even when it seems like it's not something that's favorable at that time, we firmly believe here at the Self-Talk Experience that everything, and I mean everything, happens for you. Nothing happens to you. So remember, even if in the moment you're thinking, I can't believe that this has happened to me, I want you to take a second and say, why is this happening for me? What is this teaching me? How is this growing me? And because you're intentional about, you know, I want to grow from it. I want to learn from it. I want it to teach me something. Then you'll realize, oh, it didn't happen to me. It happened for me. I grew from it. I learned a solution that I would not have sought after if I just looked at it as a problem that happened to me, disempowering, and not a problem that happened for me, empowering, because it forced me to look for a solution. One more thing I want to share with you about testing yourself, and not really testing yourself, but holding you accountable for growth here with this Self-Talk Experience. Because if we find ourselves doing the exact same things that we did a year ago, in the same things that are happening, let's say a unfavorable conflict with a supervisor. So you still work for the same supervisor. The supervisor still talks to you in the same way they did a year ago. And it's not, let's say it's not much that you choose to do about it in this season. If you still take it home and it bothers you for the same length of time, then I would say we have not grown in our self-talk. If it bothers you, which you're entitled to have that feeling, however, you're able to assign a different meaning to why it's happening for you, then you're growing in your self-talk. Because based on how you respond to things today and the things you say to yourself today dictates your tomorrow. And if the same person saying the same thing and reacting the same way and saying the same things to themselves about what's happening today as they did yesterday, they're looking at the same tomorrow. But if the same thing that happened yesterday happens today, but you respond to it differently by telling yourself a different story of why it happened and how it happened and how you're going to choose to assign a different meaning to it by telling yourself a different story, then you have a different tomorrow. So I'm not even wishing upon you a different today. I'm wishing upon you and pushing positive vibes your way that you respond differently today, that you say different things to yourself today than you did yesterday. So even when you deal with the same stuff, same struggle, same crap, same people, same things, but you learn how to say different things to yourself about those same things, your tomorrow changes. That's it. This episode, I just wanted to jump on and say, see if you're growing. When the same things happen to you, like what happened to me on the road, I was proud of myself. I patted myself on the back. Like, man, I've changed. I didn't even get upset. Like, at all. At all. I didn't say, man, I could have easily ran in the back of them. I have auto insurance for that. You know what I mean? I'm glad I didn't. And poor man or woman, I couldn't even see which one it was. I just responded completely different. And I told myself different things about that situation than I used to. I used to take it personally, like they did it against me. Anybody who cut them off, they would have done that too. It wasn't personal. So I didn't take it personally. You see, it was a test of my growth. All right, guys, listen, this has been another episode of the Self-Talk Experience. Remember the things we say to ourselves about ourselves and even the stories we shape about the things that are happening for us can determine what we start to attract for ourselves. So remember, assign some different meanings to some of those things. Say some different things to yourself and about the things that are happening for you in your life so that you can be empowered, not disempowered. You don't have an and today because my co-host isn't here, but I'm sure if she was here, she would say, and make sure you keep your seatbelt on just in case there's some crazy people out there on the road. All right, guys, take care. God bless. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself.